Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, AJ Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Monday, Atlanta. I hope you feel a lot better, especially after last week where we were all down in the dumps talking about all the issues with this team, Mike. And the best thing about yesterday was that the offense worked. It all came together. And what we've all been clamoring for, when is Drake going to do what Drake, you know, normally does? When is Kyle Pitts going to get a touchdown? When is Bijan going to do all the things? All of that happened, Mike, and the quarterback and Michael Penix looked great in doing it. 313 yards, 2 touchdowns, 20-26. It all came together.
Drake had his best game of the year. Bijan was 170 yards from scrimmage. You mentioned it. Pitts gets in the end zone. I mean, the only guy that probably was banged up again was Mooney, but everything else was clicking offensively. Defense was certainly getting them off the field. They only converted one of 8 third downs. I mean, it was everything you wanted. Now, special teams was hot garbage again. They got to get better on special teams,
yes,
man.
Yes.
And I didn't like some of the lack of aggressiveness by Coach Rob with his timeouts before the half, but that's nitpicking. You beat the Commanders after laying that ultimate egg up there in Charlotte. So we're not making excuses. They got injuries. We got injuries. We almost beat them last year at full strength. I don't want to hear about that, right? But I'll take a win. As bad as we looked, we feel better. Yes, there's certainly some things we've got to work on because we get a bye week, and then we get Buffalo. And Buffalo has got the most tough to get on the ground quarterback in the league in Josh Allen. So we got work to do.
Yeah, man. Look, this was a quality win yesterday coming off of one of the worst losses in franchise in the last decade for our franchise. So we needed this. And this idea, Mike, about pretty wins or we didn't blow these guys out, stop. Like, we needed to see this team respond, and they did that yesterday in a 34-27 win. The best part about yesterday was the fourth quarter when we drained the clock, Mike, and we needed to just keep them off the field and sustain the win. They got back into this. They made a couple of plays, guys. It's the NFL. But at the end of the day, I thought that was a big drive for us because you're learning how to win at the end of games.
Man, you ran seven minutes off the 6:51 to be exact to Carl's point. And that's when you felt like, oh, the Commander's going to sneak back in this. Real quick, because I did this earlier with Carl, so I'll do it again. Run, 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 pass, run, run, pass, run, 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 run. That's good.
That's good. Field goal.
See, that's balance. We talked about it. So whether it's in a pistol, whether it's in, you know, over center, and there were some plays where there were some handoffs and there was some good play action, I thought. But I thought, you know, getting the running backs a little bit closer to the line, we can debate the benefits of the pistol. We know that Dan Orlovsky, and we talked about it. When you lose 30-0, you're dissecting everything.
Everything.
But I mean, and by the way, I don't apologize for crapping on the Falcons after doing what they did. But the good news is they responded. And Zach said it. We heard the audio. He's basically kicking himself for not being on the sideline the whole season, which gets us back to maybe you should have worked this stuff out in the preseason. Regardless, they got it. They got it figured out.
Well, look, 435 yards yesterday of offense. And look, that's not the only thing. Okay. We'll get more into the good, the bad, the ugly coming up here in less than 6 minutes. But the offense was the big thing we had a question about. The offense coming off the Carolina game where you score 0 points was the thing we wondered. We wondered how our quarterback was going to bounce back. And more importantly, Mike, the heat we gave, and rightfully so, to our offensive coordinator. He deserved it because the offense was hot garbage last week.
Right.
Was he going to call plays and set up this offense to put us in a position to score points and, more importantly, score touchdowns? Forget about field goals. And, oh, by the way, let's give a shout-out to Parker Romo because he was perfect yesterday as well. So that wasn't a concern. But, guys, this feels good. And now we head into the bye week. Let's regroup Mike, hopefully get healthy, and then we'll talk about Buffalo here at the end of the week and into next week, guys. But right now, I am like, all right, we needed to win this game. We said all week this was a must-win game, did we not?
Right. And, guys, we've said this a lot today. And this, you know me. I was losing my mind last week like Carl. There's a lot of teams right now trying to find themselves in the NFL. You know, the Ravens look horrible. They're 1-3. You know, 49ers just lost to Jacksonville at home. So, I mean, when you look at our schedule, some of the opponents we've got, the Dolphins tonight, they're the most schizophrenic team in football. Right? We'll see them later this year. So there's a lot of teams. Now, I hate that we're 0-2, but to be 2-2 going to the first game, I think most of us thought the first quarter of the season, I think most people expected us to be 2-2. We just didn't know it was going to be those two, right?
Yes, I totally agree. 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open for you to chime in, guys. It is a Falcon Monday. And again, just want to know where you're at, how you feel about what you saw offensively yesterday. And is that the real offense? Is that what they're capable of every week? Can we put these kind of numbers up and get everybody involved? Because this is what Michael Penix was saying at the beginning of camp when he said we should have one of the best offenses in the league. Yesterday, it looked like it. The week before, I don't know what the hell that was.
Everybody's going to have a bad one. We talked about rookies, you know, struggling, finding their way. So what was it? Burn the tape. But the things that we're learning about our team, you know, you got a really good dynamic defense. Another pick from Xavier Watts, good pick. He's got two already. So he's doing his thing. We talked about Divine Diablo, great free agent signing. Almost had another interception himself. You know, Caden Ellis, we had a couple of sacks. Now, yes, we wanted a little more pressure, but as Mike Smith would say, you can affect the quarterback without sacks. Yes, now I'm not saying they don't matter, Coach, but this was one where you got Mariota off the spot. He made some awful throws, which is kind of what he does when you give him pressure.
Mike, get off the field. It's third down. It's third down. Get off the field. 1-for-8 yesterday. I want you to hear a couple of things as we talk about the Falcons, and your phone calls again are welcome. We'll go around college football as well. We know Dogs lost to Alabama. We spent a lot of time on that today. If you're just joining us, however you are accessing the show, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Here's the deal. Raheem Morse had a lot to say, including Zach Robinson being on the sidelines. Look, I don't care how it works, as long as it works. If he's in the booth, great. If he's down on the sidelines, Mike, great. If he's handcuffed to Michael Penix, I don't care how it works.
Right.
Just make it work. And apparently this is what they needed. Here's what Ross said about Zach being on the sidelines.
It just feels good. You know, Zach brings a certain amount of energy to this football team. He brings a certain amount of energy to our offense. I mean, he just brings a certain amount of energy from the guy. You know, when I was happy to see him down there, I was happy to see us have success, be able to move the football, to bring his juice, get those guys closer together. That's something that we're going to move forward doing.
So what about our quarterback? Did he feel better? Because remember, the week before, he didn't have this. He did this week.
Yeah, it was good, you know, for him to be able to talk to me right there in front of me, you know, just showing me. I'm looking at the looks on the iPad, and, you know, he's going through play calls and stuff like that. You know, it was good to have, and I feel like it definitely it was something that helped us today.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, Penix, if you have any doubts, and I think we kind of tried to tell you this at camp, but it's hard when, you know, you're trying to tell people about the makeup of a person. He's not mentally weak. We don't have to worry about Michael Penix falling apart after a bad performance and not showing up the next week. He just showed you that. And for all the conversation about him last week, he's going to be a dude. And so I say that, Mike, because this was a prove-it moment for him to come out. Man, was that an efficient 313 or what? I mean, he just threw the ball around the yard like he was playing in his backyard yesterday.
The only pick, you know, again, he want that back, just put a little more air on it. He also made a beautiful throw. I mean, throwing the ball 40 yards down on the run, moving to his left, putting a ball that I want to say, was that Mooney or was it Drake? Couldn't come down with it, couldn't get 2 feet down. But, I mean, he's making throws. We know he's capable of dropping dimes. That's what made last week just so inexplicable, the flat-footed throws, you know, just maybe born out of frustration. But the good news is, whatever you had to do to get things turned around, you did. Now build on this. You know, I mean, the problem we have to do, we have a mountain to climb to win the division, but there's still a lot of football to be played, guys. Just four games in. Now, as we said, do what you did yesterday. You got to tighten up special teams. You can't have your defense dealing with these short fields because you're getting 50 yards on every return.
Yeah. Look,
You said this when they let go of Ike Hilliard. You said, I think they should be probably talking to their special teams coach.
I know that everyone says he's a wonderful person, and I got to tell you, I mean, if you're looking for accountability, it doesn't look right. I mean, in three of the four games, we've had special teams gaffes.
Gaffes, that's right.
You know, and so that's, you know, that's a concern. So Marquise Williams has been around. He's a lifer in the league. But, you know, I mean, I'm not saying I want to have everybody's butt in my briefcase today, but I said on Twitter, because I was frustrated yesterday watching the game, why don't you fire him?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to do a better job.
By the way, if you're wondering, special teams kickoff team allowed, just a kickoff team, a total of 199 yards in return yardage yesterday, including a 58-yarder. That
right.
was huge. And literally, you know, you look at yesterday's game and somebody, you know, they were saying to us earlier, follow Mike and Mike Bell ATL. I mean, put him up, see Dukes. They were saying we should have won in a more convincing fashion. Big plays killed us. 58-yard kickoff return. Fourth down, you give up a touchdown. Marcus Mariota to Debo in the back of the end zone. Big plays. Mario.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's first and forever or fourth and forever or whatever it was. Third, he runs for a huge first down, Mike, when they were way behind the chains. It was a first down and 30 to start that drive. It was those kind of plays that allowed them to stay alive. But the special teams, I totally am on point with you. We got to look at that this week going into Buffalo in the bye week and get fixed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.